Do you have any idea what kind of boat people would use around here to go fishing on a lake?
I should. Well, sometimes they use a motorboat.
Motorboat.
Mm-hmm.
What about one they have to, you know?
Row themselves.
Yes, ma'am.
Rowing boat. Well, I guess they might do it. And some have the both. I mean, they don't have both boats, but they get together on these boats and go out.
Mm-hmm. I see. What do you call this thing right here that has ink in it? That's an ink.
Pen.
Yes, ma'am. And you say that a dime is worth...
A dime?
Yes, ma'am. That would be worth...
10 cents?
Yes, ma'am.
2 pennies? Or 2 nickels?
Not much anymore.
A dime.
Whatever.
10 cents. Mm-hmm.
And what would you call a place that's been washed out by a heavy rainfall until it's kind of deep in the ground?
A place washed out by water.
Yes, ma'am. Would that be a gully?
Well, yes. I have seen gullies, mm-hmm. but I didn't know what caused them. But I tell you, my mother came from Meridian, and we going up visiting. They had deep ditches like in there, and they called them gullies. That's the only thing I could. If they get in there, you could hardly see us.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. But if it's dry, it's not no water.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was, it wouldn't be but just a small stream, and some of it wouldn't be in the water at all.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
But they're going in the gully.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard of a ravine?
Yeah, I've heard of them, but if I've seen one, I don't know.
Is that what you call it? Is that how you say it?
A ravine,
yes,
yeah.
Ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Something like a gully.